transmitters. We got a stinking transmitter. Watt socking blade modulated bolt anchors that glow in the dark.
It's Saturday, February 11th, 2006.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Ragnar Danisjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate community. We take a look into the past pirates' radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network, an odd tech tip or two, general free radio and DXing news, the propagation forecast, we throw a little pod-safe music in the background, and, well, we call it a podcast. It's the Pirates Week, a rare Saturday Pirates Week. We usually come out on Sunday, but going to be busy for the next few days, so I thought I'd get something out and I'd put it out today. So hopefully you're getting this show now. Well, let's see, a couple housekeeping things I want to mention first before we get into Pirates in the News. We have a new website. It's not up yet, but hopefully by midweek or late this week, we will be going live with the new website. It's, of course, at www.shortwavepirate.info. Shortwavepirate.info. And that will be the new home of the Pirates Week podcast, along with downloads and links and a ton of stuff. You know, I got all the sub-pages just about done, but I'm still working on the main page. And, sharpening up the HTML skills. Not that good at website design, but we're getting it done. And so hopefully later this week, we will be going live with that. So check around and see. We're going to be hosting the blog over there, too. So we're shifting everything over to shortwavepirate.info a little bit later this week. If you have been going over to the blog over at Yahoo, you'll notice that as well as the file I've been putting up for the podcast, I'm putting up a link to a second file, which is a lower bitrate file for the dial-up folks. I have, since January, I've been doing 128-bit files on the podcast, and they have gotten ballooned into huge files, these audio files, and I really don't think the 128-bit is all that desirable just due to the file size. So I'm lowering that bit rate a little bit, not much, but that should, you know, reduce the file size a little bit, as well as I'm going to have the second direct download file. I think I'm still going to keep it stereo, just going to put it down maybe 96 bit rate, maybe even 80, just to keep the file size for the dial-up folks to, at least have the ability to download it. I'm going to make it small. Hey, I've been going over to Alex Draper's site. He's still down. Come on, Alex, get the site up. I'm putting mine together. You can put yours together. But I did notice, and I didn't realize this at the time, his link to his DX Programs link is still up, and you can download your favorite programs over there from his DX Programs link at www.piratedxer.com/dxprograms.html. I was aware that his DX programs were still active, and it's nice because now I've been over there and downloading my favorite programs, and you can too. So, with that out of the way, let's get into Pirates in the News. First one is coming up from, got this off Cracker's website, another pirate station is rebroadcasting Howard Stern's satellite broadcast show. Pirate Cat Radio, a FM station in San Francisco. Pirate Cat Radio, 87.9 FM. They had a really cool website over there at www.piratecat.com. That's P-I-R-A-T-E-C-A-T. Piratecat.com. Wasn't someone posting over there on the FRN of a couple weeks ago claiming to be a reporter looking for pirate stations in San Francisco? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Anyways, I searched around a little bit after finding it on Cracker's website, the news blurb, and I have found the local news story from NBC Channel 11 out there in San Fran with a interview with Monkey Man, the DJ, or at least the operator, over at Pirate Cat Radio. Let's take a listen.
You're tuned to 87.9 FM, Pirate Cat Radio. This is Monkey Man.
It's not every day radio DJs mask their identity for a TV interview.
Right now. I am completely and utterly self-absorbed right now, and you will know this.
But then, Pirate Cat Radio isn't what you'd call your typical radio station.
Some people would say that we are a legal radio station. Other people would say, no, they're illegal and they need to get off the air. But that all depends how you look at it.
The way the FCC might view it, the unlicensed radio station broadcasting from a Mission District theater is flat out illegal. But to station founder who'd prefer the FCC only know him as Monkey Man, illegal is just a word.
One of the things that Pirate Cat Radio is here for is not only to let people come in and play music they want on the air, but also to say what they want on the air.
And as NBC 11 first reported Thursday, Pirate Cat is doing exactly what it wants. 2 weeks ago, it began illegally broadcasting Howard Stern's morning satellite radio show, unedited and raw, on FM frequency 87.9 in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Show me through spanking in his school garage. Show me.
Since our story ran Thursday, Pirate Cat's free Stern broadcasts have gotten national attention. Today, Stern's satellite news channel ran its own story on Pirate Cat.
The Renegades have weighed anchor in the city by the bay, and Howard 100 news reporter Steve Langford weighs in on this latest case of thievery.
Monkey Man doesn't apologize for his radio rebellion, although he says he will stop the illegal broadcasts if Stern personally asked him to stop. As to whether he's concerned about the FCC suddenly taking notice?
I'm really not concerned about them at all. They can come and talk, and if they'd like to, I'll fix a pot of coffee and have my wife make them some cookies.
Cheryl Hurd, NBC 11 News.
Well, I have one other pirate news item I wish to share with you. Alpha Lima Radio, that's right, Alpha Lima over there, has a new shortwave pirate news newsletter. This is a really slick product being put out by Alpha Lima in PDF format. I stumbled across it on the Hardcore DX site. Its homepage is www.alphalima.net/swnews/. This newsletter is a monthly. February issue is out, and it is the third installment. They started it last December. This is definitely worth a long look. Alfred has really outdid himself this time. The only complaint I have about it is the fact that I didn't find out about it sooner. A little more advertising is warranted there, Alfred. It's a great product. It's really slick looking, very professionally done. Alpha Lima Radio Shortwave Pirate News.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, with that, it's time to head on over to the Free Radio Network to see what's going on over at the Vines, starting off, as we typically do, with the Grapevine Pirate Shortwave. The Vines, of course, can always be found at www.frn.net/vines. A thin week this week with some good off-topic posts from the poet about the end of the internet as we know it, as well as William K. Hertz posting a thread on SuitSat 1 and a whole bunch of posts about bunnies. But we tend to stick with the DX, you know, straight DX talk. So let's get right into it. Larry reports a QSL received from Northwoods Radio, QSL card, and CD of A Redneck Christmas, 44 days. JTA and WLS also reports receiving a Northwoods Radio QSL. JTA goes on to wonder whatever happened to North Pole Radio's QSL. Bill O'Wright posts a thread titled Word to the Wise. He uses a chicken parable to get his point across that the young Turks of the FRN should be wary of the old timers. Unsurprisingly, this played well with the old timers of the board. Salamoniac posts on Winter SWL Fest that he hears through the grapevine the big party room at Culpsville this year will be room 100. There is also rumors that belly dancers and a possible donkey show. So, hey, 20 days left to Winterfest, folks. Carrot Dealer asks what is the machine gun sound and then a beep that you keep hearing. Al Phantom replies that it is probably a over-the-horizon radar system. Looking now over to the Grapevine Low Power FM section, Cracker posts a topic, antennas, seeing he recently acquired a LPFM rig to keep his son out of trouble. What he needs is a recommendation for an easy-to-build, inexpensive anticula. Anticuli? Come on, Cracker. Anticula. He needs an antenna. That offers some gain. He tried a J-pole and a half-wave mag mount, but he was looking for other ideas. Rockin' Rick replies with a link to a rototiller design. This is a really cool, and you should go take a look at the pic in the link. It's two dipoles on a 45-degree angle with respect to the horizon and 90 degrees from each other. Kind of looks like an X facing it. It's definitely cool, and it's worth going over and taking a look at the picture from the link that Rockin' Rick supplied. Tech FM Cork posts a question on legitimizing his FM station to the local authorities in Cork City, Ireland. And over in the BPL News section, L. Phantom posts that there is news that the IEEE Standards Association has convened a working group to develop a standard governing body on how devices delivering broadband over power lines should operate. The Decapitator asks in a topic 26.765, 26.565, if they are designated broadcast frequencies. Rockin' Rick states the FCC says 25670 through 26100 are set aside internationally for broadcasting, and 26965 through 27405 are reserved for the citizens band in the U.S., and 26480 through 26950 are set aside for U.S. government use. Voodoo Radio says the Radio France Internationale to East Africa and the Indian Ocean on 11 meters, 25.820. And that's all of note that's happening over on the FRN. As always, I have no affiliation with the FRN other than just as a regular reader. We don't have the Pirate DXer this week again. Seems he's out on a lake somewhere trying to rescue a snowmobile. But I do have a few off-air recordings I will share with you that I made earlier today, Saturday the 11th. First up is KFUD, KFUD 6925 lower sideband, around 1350 or so. I didn't have a real good copy on them, so I'm only going to play about a minute, maybe a little bit less. It's Kill the Rabbit from Ozzy Fudd, and this is how he was sounding here at the Ragnar Radio Studios. My other recording today for you is Punxsutawney Pothead Radio, 6925 upper sideband. I had them starting around 1735 UTC to around 18, about a quarter after 18 UTC. This is towards the end of the show, around 1800. I linked the full 41-minute off-air recording on the logging section of the FRN if you want to go ahead and download it. If not, here's about 2 minutes audio of Punxsutawney Pothead himself, Punxsutawney Pothead Radio.
Mr. Punxsutawney Pothead, let me in on the show. I'm so happy to see you. But I think my girlfriend is in my wife's room. So you guys better be quiet and don't make too much noise. Anyway, leave the radio on so you can hear the rest of the show. But you know, me and my girlfriend have got to get pretty busy right now, so pay for your 5 minutes, that's all I need. Oh, God, help us all. Anyway, this concludes the broadcast of Parker County Pothead. Yep, that's me, Parker County Pothead. You've been tuned to Parker County Pothead Radio. Again, if you'd like to see us on this station. And if you saw the reception report, thank you, Box 1, Delta, 024-711. I think that's what it is. I'm trying to look for the station Roger is here. Okay. I guess it means we're in 4-1-3. We're in a record of this. We're getting the pilot frequency coordinating committee. Where is it? CC? I don't know what the hell they do. They're just a bunch of guys that just sit around for practicing. Well, you're allowed to go on this night, you're up. No, there's no test flight. Don't even buy it for a minute. How could we ever believe something simple as that?
This is the Pirates Week. Piratesweek.tripod.com.
Well, I have only one DX radio news item I wanted to share with you. This is coming from the AR Newsline. MC Dowell to be nominated for FCC seat. That's right, the White House has said it intends to nominate attorney Robert McDowell to be an FCC commissioner. This comes from the AR Newsline.
The White House has said it intends to nominate attorney Robert McDowell to be an FCC commissioner. McDowell is senior vice president and assistant general counsel with CompTel, which represents many Bell competitors, including internet phone providers. The spokesman said that McDowell has a wealth of knowledge in the communications arena and that the White House will rely on his insight when evaluating the issues. If confirmed by the Senate, the Republican would bring the agency back to its full complement of 5 commissioners. Chairman Kevin Martin applauded the action. He said that McDowell would prove to be a great asset.
Well, we typically do the website of the week at this point, but this is Saturday, and I'm a little bit off kilter today, being a different day, and I don't have one for you. So let's get right into the propagation forecast this week coming from Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
Propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 7th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to minor storm levels. ANKNZ speaking at 12 and 3 February 12th, 20 and 4 on the 22nd, in between down to 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 75 February 8th to 85 on the 12th through 24th, down to 75 again by March 1st.
Well, with that, we wrap up another Pirates Week. This one was short. This one was very short. Like to thank a couple people. AR Newsline, they can be found at www.arnewsline.org, and Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, www.worldofradio.com. I am Ragnar Danisjold, and if you wish to get a hold of me, ragnarradio@yahoo.com, and the Pirates Week blog at piratesweek@tripod.com/blog. PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. And have I left anybody else out? Oh, FRN at FRN.net. And I believe that's it. It's a short one this week, very short. And, well, that's it for this week, folks. See you next week. I am Ragnar Danjold, and thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week, piratesweek.tripod.com.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.